Sokta Helga Mishnah Vaita, the last Mishnah, Mesechtes Klayim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Yod. Oisais Hagardim. What's an ois? A sign. A mark. A label is also an ois. Hagardim means the weavers. Oisais Hagardim, the oisais HaKoifsim. Koifsim are the washers. The biggest nightmare for someone who is weaving clothes or washing clothes is that you mix up the clothes and you don't know whose clothes belongs to whom. So to avoid that, the garden, the weavers, and the koifsim, the washers or the launderers, they would sew the owner's name into the garment. Zokta Mishnah, Suas Mishim Klayim. No problem, you can sew the owner's name into the garment. But if it's a linen garment, don't use a woolen thread. And if it's a woolen garment, don't use a linen thread. So oises hagarden, the oises hakoifsim, the labels of the weavers and the washers, asuas mishim klayim. You have to be careful if it's a woolen baged, not to use a linen thread. And again, if it's a linen baged, not to use a woolen thread. All right, so you're telling me not to sew linen and wool together. What's called sewing it together? What type of stitch are you talking about that's aser? Zakta Mishnah. Hatoikef techifa achas. If he runs the needle through just one time, in other words, I have two pieces of garment, I take the needle with the thread, I insert it through the bottom one, I come out of the bottom one, go into the top one, and I come out of the top one. That's one stitch. Through the bottom, out of the bottom, into the top, out of the top. I never made a U-turn to come back down. That's called Hatoikev Techifa Achas. So the Mishnah Ein Achibur. That's not called attached. The Ein Ba Mishum Klayim. And there's no Isser Klayim. What do you mean, and there's no Isser Klayim? You just told me it's not called attached. Weren't you referring to Klayim? So the Batanura explains, actually, when we said Ein Achibur, it's not called attached, we were talking not about Klayim. We were talking about the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. In other words, if you have this needle and thread just going through the bottom one and coming out the top one, and that's it, and let's say one of these pieces of clothing becomes tummy, the other one does not become tummy. Or let's say I'm spraying on it with the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and day number 7, which is necessary. If it became Tumas Nes, if I spray it on one of them, it doesn't work for the other one. But they're not considered connected. You don't have to spray every part of the baguette, but it has to be connected to the baguette. This is not called connected. So the Mishnah so far is telling us two halachas. We're still going to see a third one. Benegaya this din that I just run the needle in and out, and that's it. Hatoichef techifa achas. If I just do one stitch through and through, ain a chibra. It's not called a chibra in regard to the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. If one of these pieces of garments becomes tummy, the other one does not become tummy. And if I spray on one of them with the water that is mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, it doesn't work for the other one. And the Ein Ba Mishum Klayim. There's no concern for Klayim. A third halacha, V'hashomta b'Shabbos Potter. Let's say I take this thread that went in the bottom one, came out the top one, and I pull it out on Shabbos. So let me remind you about two of Lamates Melachos. One is a Toifer, stitching. The other is V'hamatir, opening up a stitch. Opening up a stitch, you're chayiv if you're opening it on the condition to sew it up better or re-sew it. So normally you would be chayiv for that, but not over here because this isn't called a real stitch. Zokta Mishnah Vayter. Osa shnei roshei litzad echad. If a person brought the threads two ends to the same side, try to imagine, I have two pieces of material. I have your needle and a thread. I come in from the bottom, I come out on the top. In other words, I come in through the bottom one, through the top one, I come out on top. Then I make a U-turn. I go back in, this time coming from the top, through the top one, through the bottom one. So I went in the bottom one, came out the top one, turned around, went in the top one, came out the bottom one. That's called Osa Shnei Roshei Litzad Echad. I brought the threads two ends to the same side. I started coming in from the bottom, and now I'm back at the bottom. So to Mishnah Chibur, that is considered a connection in regard to the Alachis of Tumah. Meaning if one becomes tummy, the other garment becomes tummy as well. If I spray on one with the water that is mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, the other one becomes tar. The Yeshba Mishum Klayim. With this type of a stitch, there is an Isser Klayim. The Hashamta, and if you undo it, B'Shabbos, Chayiv, you would be Chayiv a Karban Chatas, B'Shaygeg. The Nezid is a more severe punishment. The Batanura says that he also made a knot. In other words, just to come in from the bottom, go through, come out on the top one, or come back through the two pieces of garments and leaving it open, it's not going to hold. That can't be called a chibra. It must be made a knot afterwards. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if I came in from the bottom one, went through the top one, made a U-turn, went through the top one, came back out on the bottom one, that's not called connected. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not called connected actually a shalish until he triples the stitch. Tripling the stitch means like this. He comes in, I have two pieces of fabric, one on top of the other. He comes in from the bottom, through the top, makes a U-turn, comes now from the top, through the top, into the bottom, comes out all the way underneath, and makes another U-turn, and comes back up through the bottom one, and then through the top one. So three times he came through the two pieces of fabric. To start with, from the bottom, through the first one, then through the second one. A second time, from the top, into the top one, then to the bottom one. And a third time, from the bottom one, through the bottom one, and then through the top one. And Hudem actually a shalish. Only then would it be considered a chibur, a connection. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, Hasak, v'hakupa, mitzdarfin leklaim. What does this mean? Let's say I have a piece of wool that is connected to sackcloth. Piece of linen that is connected to a box. Then I take this piece of wool that's connected to the sackcloth, the piece of linen that's connected to the box, and I connect those two. Zakta Mishnah, Hasak v'hakufa, even though the wool is connected to a sackcloth, and the linen is connected to the kupa of the box, mitzdarfin l'klayim. This is a klayim problem. Even though each one is connected to a totally different keli, it's still called klayim. See, I would have thought maybe, look, take a piece of wool, you connect it to a sackcloth, it becomes part of the sackcloth. Take a piece of linen, connect it to a box, it becomes part of the box. So now when I connect this wool and linen together, it's like connecting the sackcloth and the box together. So we say, no. You still can't put the wool and linen together, even though each one is connected to a different kind of a keli. Now, by the way, the actual sewing it together is not the problem. The problem is that somehow you wrap yourself with it, obviously. So in our Mishnah, we learned labels that the washers or the weavers put onto the baguette so you can recognize who's who. They don't want to mix up the begadim. Even though you're not warming yourself against the label, it's still usur. Then we had a machlokes, what's called a stitch. You can't stitch it together, what's called a stitch. If you have two pieces of garments, one and one on top of it, I have my needle and thread, I come in from the bottom one, come out of the bottom one, come through the top one, come out of the top one, if that's all I do, that's called techifa achas. That's not considered a connection. Not in regard to the alachis of tumah and tahara, meaning to say if one becomes tummy, the other does not become tummy. And if I sprinkle one with the water that is mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, the other does not become tar. It's not considered a connection in regard to klayim. And if you disconnect it on Shabbos, you would not be chayiv for the malacha of opening stitches on the condition to restitch it. If he did two stitches, again, I have two pieces of garments, one on top of the other. He comes in through the bottom, comes out of the bottom one, goes into the one on top, comes out of that one, makes a U-turn, and comes back through the top one of the bottom one. That's called two stitches. Batnura says it also means he made a knot underneath. If knot, it doesn't hold. That is a chibur. If one of them becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy because it's called one beged. If you sprinkle one with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the parah aduma, the other one becomes tar as well, because you don't have to sprinkle every part of the baguette as long as it's one baguette. And it would be an isser of klayim. And if you were disconnected on Shabbos, you could be chayim. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. It would have to be three. Three means, again, I have two pieces of garment. I come in through the bottom one, come out of it, go into the top one, make a U-turn. Come from the top one, downwards through the top one. I come out and I go through the bottom one. Come out of the bottom one, and I make another U-turn. And I come back up, through the bottom one, out of the bottom one, into the top one, out of the top one. That's three, Zakhtar Yehuda. only with three is it called a connection in regard to Tumah v'Tahara, in regard to Klayim, and in regard to Shabbos. And the last halacha of the Mishnah was, you take a piece of wool and connect it to sack. You take a piece of linen connected to a box. You still can't take this wool and linen connected to each other. I don't say, well, each one is connected to a separate keli. It's like it becomes batel. No, no, no. You still can't connect the two of it and then use it. That would still be considered klayim.